Well, the Syrian army has carried out major offensives against armed terrorists in areas around the capital Damascus and in the country's west. Syrian army units have cleared the shrine of Sayyida Sukaina, the daughter of Imam Hussein, in Damascus suburbs of foreign-backed insurgents. The militants had used the shrine as a stronghold for months. They had also desecrated parts of the shrine and set fire to the main building. Elsewhere in the western city of Homs, government troops killed dozens of insurgents when they attacked a Syrian forces checkpoint. 37 militants have reportedly been killed there. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. Zayd Al-Issa, who is a Middle East specialist, and he's joining us now on the line from London. Mr. Al-Issa, thanks a lot for joining us now. You know, I wanted to ask about these operations that are taking place, especially surrounding shrines and sacred sites. What is your opinion about, you know, the fact that these insurgents would use such sacred sites as strongholds?
Well, I mean, basically, these are the teachings, the apparent teachings of the Wahhabi Salafi religious establishment, which is based and its headquarters is located in Saudi Arabia. That's part and parcel, actually an integral part of their teachings. And they give the religious justification and the religious incentive and the religious backing for such attacks. That's an important and crucial cornerstone of the teachings of the Wahhabi Salafi establishment, which is actually financed and backed by the Saudi regime, because it is the one giving it the religious legitimacy, the religious cover, and the religious